This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, my friends, to another great episode on Race Day at Fairmont Park. Hey, folks, just a reminder for everyone out there, go check out our website at fairmontparkpodcast.com and our Facebook page at Fairmont Show to stay up with the current dates on what's going on the latest of horse racing. And the name of our page, again, is fairmontparkpodcast.com, and wherever you listen to our show, iTunes, Stitches, and Google Play, go ahead and subscribe to a show and leave us a 5-star review. You leave us a 5-star review, they'll put our page on the very top. So it's very vital for us here. And folks, if you're looking for some more great podcast shows, listen to our lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows that you could listen to it in the gym, you could listen to it in the car, listen to it in the house, wherever. You know, it's out there. Just go to lineupmedia.fm, and great podcast all around. All right, that throws the little intro out there. Let's get back to racing. Today I do not have Mike with me. Mike had obligations, so Mike, we'll see you next time around, babe. Love you, having you on the show. And Victor Santiago was on our show, and it was great having him stop by. We had a great time and talked a little horse racing. Folks, this show's all about Fairmont Park, what Fairmont Park's doing out there. And, you know, it's like I said, we'll have guests in, and Mike's my guy. Mike Plasters, he's my guy. He's my guy, and we're going to find some more winners for you whenever he's back on the show. Today, I'm going solo. And let's cut the little horseplay, you might say, and let's get to results from May 30th. May 30th, we had Racing Tuesday, and it was Matinee Racing. It was a good card, and I think we did quite well, you might say. First race ended up being a 2-6-3. The two being Taking Cheap Shots by Brooks DeLeon, and that went off at 2-1, almost 2.5-1. Won by 2 lengths. The 6 followed it there. Trampas, and that was Victor Bailon, and wow, that was 28-1, 28-1 there. And the 3-horse, Mischief and Value. So, and that was by Arietta, and that went off at 3, close to 4-1 there. And we had on this one, we had a 1-3-2, but we also had that in the box, and yep, we didn't score there. Throw that one out. This is how you pick up amnesia, folks. You get rid of the races that you don't do good in. Second race here, we've got 6-5-3. Peacock Man won the race, followed by Jacaro or Hochero, maybe, yeah, Hochero. And the 3-horse, Graduate Cat. The 6-horse was written by Uriel Lopez. Went off at 1, almost 1-1 there. And Hochero by Brooks DeLeon. She's doing a good job out there, folks. And that went off at 2.5-1. And Graduate Cat, Molina, Juan Molina there, 5-1, and we had this one being a 6-5-3. And guess what? It was a 6-5-3, so perfect, perfect. We even gave you guys the try there. The exacta, $2, paid $9. The trifecta, 6-5-3, paid $11. And I guess all of you had that one, too. Well, that's good. That's good. If I'm giving you guys a winner, I'm giving the whole park a winner there, and I'm glad everyone cashed in on something like that one. Our next race here, it was 3-4-1. That was Prime. Victor Santiago was on the horse. It went nearly 2-1 there. The four horse, Malagar, and that was by James Bilby, and that went off at 3-1. And the one horse, West City Lady, and that was Uriel Lopez, and 16-1 there. Filled in the back end of the trifecta. And we had this race being the 8 Infinitive. And you know what? Infinitive, no excuses here, folks. It was a chalk. Everyone played it, and it finished 4th on our charts here. And we had the 8-4-3. We had the 4-3 in there also. So, you know what? We like to always exact the box three horses when it's over six horses, okay? So if it's like 7 horses in the race, we'll give you guys 3 horses. If it's anything more than 6 horses, like I said, we'll give 3 horses. And we had the 8-4-3 or 3-4-8 on the exacta box as well. The 50-cent tribe paid $25. The super, 3-4-1-8, and that paid $8.10 on the 10-cent super. $1 daily double, 6-3, paid $4.70, and a 50-cent pick 3 paid $11. Race number four at Fairmont Park. We had the winner here, number 3, Dandy Man by Juan Molina. And Juan Molina was on a horse, Dandy Man, which was almost 2-1 here. It went less than that in the odds makers. I tell you what, the people bought into it. So he was a fan favorite. We had it on top of our list as well. We had a 3-8-7. It became a 3-4-1 here. So Sergeant Green, Victor Santiago, went off at near 5-1. So Rustin, the one horse, that had some price here. And that was Victor Bailon there, and that was at almost 14-1. So that's exacta, 3-4, paid $19.60. The 50-cent try, 3-4-1, paid $53.80. And our $1 daily double, 3-3, paid $9.10. Our pick 3 paid $7.20. And our super, 3-4-1-5, $111.69 on a 10-cent play. You can't beat that. I'll invest 10 cent to win back 111 any day. We got race 5 here. Race 5, we had a 6-5-4. And, well, you know what? We had that boxed. We had a trifecta box on this one, and it was a good one here, my friends. The four-horse won this race, Sassy and Regal by Arietta. And that went off at 10-1. We had the 6-horse, Lucky in Life. That was a crowd favorite. Now, that went for less than 50 cents here. Everyone bought on this one. That was the 6-horse, and it finished 2nd. And our 3rd-place horse here was Duchess Lala, Victor Bailon. And that was that went off at 8-1. So, and we had a 6-5-4, it ended up being 4-6-5. We boxed that around, and let's see what the payoff here is. Do I get a drum roll? Obviously. Okay, here we go. The 4-6, $47.20, which we would have had because those are 3 horses I give when we're over 6 horses in the field. We had 8 in this one. We had a 50-cent try, 4-6-5, paid $24.30, a 10-cent super, 4-6-5-7, and that paid $25.87. And our pick 3 here paid $42.45. So we're on the right track, is what I'm saying here, my friends. Moving on to race number six. Race number six, we had Actually, my horse here got scratched. My top horse here got scratched because I had the seven, and the seven got scratched, and that was two costly bullets. So you know what? Once my horse gets scratched, that kind of throws everything off. And everything's in the mix now, okay? So which explains Z Appeal by Victor Santiago here. He wins this race, and it pays near 5-1. Nafer's Best, and that was close to 2-1. And Western County by Molina and Juan Molina on that one, and that was close to 2-1. And our second place horse, Nafer's Best, was Uriel Lopez. And the 3-5 on this one, the 3-5 Exacta paid $32. Our trifecta 3-5-2 paid $23.85. Our super 3-5-2-1, $12.17. Our daily double 4-3, $152. That's not a bad one. I guess that last race, that 10-1, really perked that one up. Our 50-cent pick $90.40. Not bad for a 50-center, folks. Going to race number seven, we had the 6-5-4. It ended up being 6-5-1-4, which we hit the exacta again. How about that? Everybody likes hitting the exacta. Shame on the Night by Victor Santiago. Less than a dollar. So I guess it went less than 1-1 here. The 5-horse, Annie Showtime by Uriel Lopez. And that went off at 2.5-1. And we had Runaway Gal, the 1-horse. And that paid $44.30, and that was Velasquez on that one. So good job on that, bringing home a big winner like that, or in third place for the exotics. That's a good payoff right there. The exacta 6-5, $7.80 on a $2. 50-cent try 6-5-1, $23.20. The superfecta 6-5-1-4, $29.83. Our daily double, 3-6, $15. And our pick three here, 4-3-6, paid $126.85. And this is the one I really like to play all the time, our 50-cent pick four. And that paid $793 here on a 50-cent pick four. How about that? How about that? That's beautiful. That's what we're talking about here, my friends. That's our racing in the last Tuesday. We had May 30th, and now we're moving on. We did well. I mean, we brought some tickets. We cashed some tickets. Now it's time to look at this coming Saturday's attraction, and I think I'm pretty excited about this one. I got to tell you, I think we got some winners here. Let's go to the first race. In our first race, I picked the 6 on top here, President's Speech. It's Bilby and Durham. It's going off at 8-5. You can't beat it. I mean, I like what I'm seeing here on paper. Last race, it ran this distance at 1 mile. Looked pretty good. And you know what? With Durham always gets a horse right back in the same spot here. And I think this horse wins at this spot. I like it. 8-5, you're not – I mean, there's no value, but I tell you what, it's a good play here. And I like it followed by the 3-horse here, Hootie Hoo. And that's Lopez Hammond here. That's 5-2. Last showing got a stronger – it kept building up down the stretch. I like this horse to be in my exacta, 6-3-2. Follow Illinois Chrome, Molina Childress here, 7-2. I haven't given this horse any props, but I tell you what, it really does compete. It likes this level. I'm buying into it. We're going with Illinois Chrome here for my trifecta in the first race. Our second race here is a 6 furlong, claiming $3,200. And I'm going with the horse that I've picked like second and third the last couple trips out, and that is Smitten But Spitting. I'm picking that horse on top. You know what? If it catches last year's form, wins back-to-back, and this horse likes to come back, and he opens up. I like this horse a lot here. I like this mare. She's 9 years old. I called her him, but it's a her. 9 years old. This gal knows how to get the job done. I got smitten but spitten, winning this one at 3-1. And our second place horse, we're going with Sunshine Karis, the two horse here. And 6-1. Not a bad price here. Loves to close. So you know what? This horse is going to be on the inside looking for a little breathing room, and boom, I think it makes a nice move here. Catches the second place spot. Sunshine Karis, the two horse at 6-1. Our one horse here is my trifecta. Bottom end of my try here. Wee Wee Sherry. Santiago Randazzo, 9-2. Two races in for 2017. I'll tell you what, this horse seems to have problems finishing the stretch. It almost like blows a gasket or something. It'll be in the thick of it, and then that stretch run, it gives in. It backs off, and I got this horse finishing third here. All right, so now we're moving on to the third race. Third race, you might say, John, what do you have for us on the third race? It's a maiden special weight, 8,000 purse, 6 furlongs, and I'm taking Bumpity Bump Bump. That's what I got here. I got Nance on top here, 1-1. I think the crowd's going to be jumping all over this one as well. It graduates today. It gets the job done. It's no longer a maiden. He gets the move on here. It's not that tough of a field for him. I think this is the type of field that, I don't see any Becker horse here either. So guess what that means? We got a shot here. We got a shot here, my friends. We got Bumpity Bump Bump, and that's Michael Nance with Molina, and it takes care of business. We got the three horse, and that is Benny Special, that is. And last time out in Indiana. Indiana's a weird track, too, because when they come around that turn, man, they get slingshotted to the outside. They got to go like 20 lengths out to try to bring it's a crazy racetrack. This horse took the inside and raced really well with how many horses ran in that field? 7. And it did pretty good. Second place, I'm buying it. I think it'll do good here, too. Benny Special here at 4-1 for my second place prize. And our third place is Play Rawan. That's what we got here. I can't ever say that right. Okay. And that's by Balon and Ritana Trainer, 5-1. Face top fold last time out, engaged, but then backed off. I think it'll have enough for third place here. So that's what we have. We have a 7-3-5 for our third place, or third race, that is. And our fourth race here is 6 furlong, allowance optional claimer, 4,000. And this one I went with Flying Phobe. Flying Phobe takes this one. Let's pop it up here. Flying Phobe, 7-2. Morning line, Santiago Butler. You know, it only got stronger here, folks. This horse, last time out, it steps. Yeah, it did everything right in my book to deserve this. It's going to get some looks here from the other two horses that I have in second and third place. But I'll tell you what, I am convinced Flying Phobe is going to give a nice rally here. I love how it opened up, and I'm buying into it. I'm buying into it. I think it's going to show the same sort of spunk that I seen in this race here. It opened up by 6.5 lengths for second here. Big number, 75 here, and Victor Santiago at the helm. I'm taking Flying Phobe as my top horse. Followed by the three horse here, Lake Snow. Lake Snow is a 6-year-old mare, and she's been running well. No slouch at all. I definitely think this horse is the type of horse that's going to be coming from the stretch here on the inside rail. You're going to see Lake Snow just moving up and creeping up on the one horse here. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be enough, but I got the 1-3 here, and I'm pretty confident I like this exacta. I'm going with a 1-3, and you could, you know what, why not exacta box it? $2 more, what the hell? That's what we have, 1-3 on that one. And our trifecta is Carol's Case, and that is Balon and Scalcioni. That's what I'm saying. That's our trainer there. I'm sure he's looking at my last name going, I can't believe he hacked my last name. His last name's horrible too, Kabingian. But that's what we got here. I got the 3-1 Carroll's case here, finishing on my trifecta, and that's Victor Bailion on the helm, and that's Carroll's case. All right, so now we're moving on to race number 5 here. That, by the way, this starts off our pick 4. I'm really excited about pick 4s here. So I went with the 1-3. That's what I'm going for. All right, on the first leg. On our second leg here of our pick 4, and that is race number 5, a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. Well, it's hard to beat this horse here. Jaguar Ridge by Santiago Butler, 5-2. Always doing the right thing here, my friends, and I'm buying into it. The crowd loves this horse. They always bet it down. 5-2, Jaguar Ridge, and the connections are strong here with Santiago and Butler. Our second place horse, and this is the one that I was like, you almost have to flip a coin here because Jaguar Ridge, and she's too young for you, bro. Bailion Martinez here, 2-1, and another horse that's coming off a sharp win here. I just think that these two are going to hook up. You know what? If you want to exact the box this, I wouldn't blame you one bit here. I like what I'm seeing here. Matter of fact, that's a good play here. 1-2 or 2-1. Make that your strong exact the box play of the day. And our third place horse here is the 7-horse. 7-horse being Artemis Joy. And that is Childress Molina. And I think this is the one that gets caught up in the front speed, and this one's going to be the first casualty to back up in the stretch here. I think the 1 and 2 keep up the pace. Artemis Joy starts fading back a little bit, has enough to stay. You know, the 4-horse here, Strathalen, I like this horse too to come in for the trifecta. So if you want to make this a 1-2-4-7 trifecta box and make it with a 50 center, I think it's like $12. Why not? Looks like a good play to me. Our sixth race. Man, this one lost a tough one last time out because I had this one and it would have hit a couple of my pick 3s and pick 4 as well. And that's the 6th race. We're looking at, let's see what we got here. We got a claiming 4,000. It's a 6-furlong race. And that is Insaninator, and that is the 6th horse, and one of my favorite trainers out there, and that's Tommy Tryon's got this horse, and Santiago again mounts another lively horse here. This one's going off at 5-2. Looks like it could be the cinch of this group here, but you know what? I don't like the distance. I don't think you know, you're shorting this horse up now. I don't know what Tommy's thinking on this. Maybe, and he's confident with it, so that's the big thing about it. So I still got this horse on top here. The Insaninator likes to go long, but now he's running in a 6-furlong. So we're going to put that one on top, followed by the 4, Just Sky, by Bilby Mosier here. 4-1, last run. Took the top 4 on, got into some traffic problems, and recovered well. I you know what? I'll say the 4-horse comes in second, and our third place horse is Giant Sugar Baby. Giant Sugar Baby, the 7-horse, and that is Martinez and Bailon on this one. Well, Martinez is the trainer, and Bailon's the jockey. So 7-2, big player, which I kind of like here. He's going to be setting the early pace. I think this is the one that's kind of like the feast or famine type of horse here. You never know. If he runs off, it could get kind of dangerous because, like I said, Tryon's horse here, Insaninator, he likes to go long. So this horse may not have the panic button put on at the 6-furlong stretch here. I mean, it may think, hey, I got another 300-400 yards to go here. Not happening. So you know what, they better keep this horse close because this horse will go to the front and try to stay there the whole trip. Gate to wire, you might say. Our 7th race here is a 6-furlong claiming 3,200, and I went with this one being the 7-horse Smart Alex Posse. And let's look at what we got here. Smart Alex Posse's Victor. What again? Victor Santiago. How many Victor Santiago? I mean, he comes on my show one time, and now I've picked him on every race. But anyway, that's what I got here. I got Victor Santiago on this one here, and this is Jerry Hammond horse, 2-1. Lost by a neck last time out. This horse is hungry here. I think this horse gets the job done. We got the 7 horse on top, followed by Garland Spirit. Garland Spirit got scratched in the last race. Could have been the track, could have been anything. I think Garland Spirit's a great horse. 11 starts at Fairmont Park, 11 finishes in the money. Yeah, you can't avoid something like that. You got to have him second or third there. I got him at second, Garland Spirit, and that's Martinez's horse. Molina's on the horse at 9-2. I got Big Man Hungate, the 6 horse, Lopez Hammond, 7-2. And there wouldn't be anything wrong if you put that 6 horse up there as well, because this 6 horse is definitely a main character here. It likes to get in. Likes to get in with these type of horses here. Last start, throw that one out, not into it. You know, these horses are flesh. These horses are flesh. They're not machines. And that's why I got the excuse on this horse here. Big Man Hungate, throw that last one out. I think it comes back here. I got a 7-8-6. And let's throw a little kick here for my number 4, for my superfecta. And our pick 4 here, my friends, my pick 4. I'm going with the 1 horse, 1-3, with the 1-2-7, followed by the 6. I'm singling the Tommy Tryon horse here. I like the 6 horse. And our 7th race here is I'm going with the 6-7-8. That's what I got here, 6-7-8. And this completes our pick 4. The price tag on this one, I just calculated this. It's only $9 on the 50 cent. Splurge a little bit. Take it for a whole dollar here, $18. You can't go wrong with it. That's my pick 4 play, and I hope a couple of these pay off a little bit as well. Well, that's our show for this week, my friends. I hope you guys cash a lot of winning tickets. Just have fun out there. Enjoy horse racing at Fairmont Park. And, again, if you're enjoying the show, wherever you're at, listen to our show. You go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or go ahead and subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review and share the show with your friends too. I know a lot of our guys at the track, they listen to our show. Tell your friends about it as well and have them subscribe to it as well. And again, it doesn't hurt if you guys put a little 5-star review on it. That way, Fairmont Park Show will be top of the list here on any racing shows out there. So you can't beat it. Anyway, and one more thing. Go to lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows. Like I said, if you're driving your car, if you're driving your horses, taking them to Chicago or something, put in lineupmedia.fm here, because once my show's out, you know what? You still got time there. It's a 4-hour, 5-hour trip to Indiana, Chicago, or Oakland, or wherever you guys are headed. And you know what? Listen to all our shows here at lineupmedia.fm. All right, my friends, take care, and we will see you next week. And promise I'll have our full crew next week, and with Mike, and maybe we'll have a guest as well. So you guys take care, and good luck with these picks I gave you. I'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.